online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this History Lesson Friday, January 23rd, 2026 edition. So just to back the bus up a little bit, you already threw some dates out there. After World War II is basically when they sat down and said, okay, we got to create something. What do we come up with? And that was the United Nations?
Right. Right. Now, remember, something like this was attempted, proposed by Woodrow Wilson after World War I. Wilson's 14 points for peace. Make the world safe for democracy. League of Nations. And he brought it back to the United States Senate, and the Senate refused it. We don't want that. But, you know, the Senate said no. We never joined the League of Nations. The League of Nations didn't work. The United Nations, well, has it worked? Well, I mean, here, let me give you another quote from Truman. I don't blame him. He said the UN was essential to, quote, human rights and fundamental freedoms for all. Give me a break. See, this is before he learned the true nature of Stalin. So you got the Soviet Union on, you know, is going to supposedly hold up human rights and fundamental freedoms. And then later, much later, when well, not China became a communist nation, had their civil war during this period of time. Originally, when China was a part of the Security Council, it was nationalist China. Eventually, it becomes communist Chinese. So they're part of the UN. We're going to hold the peace, and we're going to hold up freedom and free elections for all. It's just naive. It's not happening. Okay. And so President Trump is saying we don't need that. Throughout the history of the UN, it's been funded basically by the United States. The majority of it, it's in our country. It's almost a front for spies of all these countries coming over and having all these spies in our country who have this immunity. And we find out all we can do is make them go home. Is it time to get out of the UN and get the UN out of the United States? Maybe it is. When I was in college, I gave a speech on get the UN out of the U.S., get the U.S. out of the UN and the UN out of the U.S. I think it's probably long, long past time. Everybody's been hesitant to do it. President Trump is, whether you like him or not, and I do like him. I do hope he becomes, he's careful here. Let's be, let's get real here. This is not a place where human freedom and free elections and human rights are all, we're going to promote it all with, now with the Russians and with the communist Chinese. I find it ironic now that people who hate Putin, okay, and I don't like Putin either. However, well, what did you say about, Lenin, Stalin, Khrushchev, Brezhnev, Gorbachev? I mean, when they were truly a communist country and all the atrocities of Stalin, the left didn't really seem to mind that. Now you got Putin, who is a nationalist and wants to restore Russian power, and that's true. Well, he's doing what he's doing. But somehow the left doesn't look at the communist Chinese as such an evil man. And communism is not that bad. Listen, today in China, there's a massive persecution of Christians in their home churches. I mean, Christians in China have to meet in homes, and now they're cracking down even on that. There's virtually no freedom in China. And you don't, the media doesn't worry about that,
right? They don't even report on it.
So the UN it's never been successful, but there has to be a forum to talk. I'll grant you that. forum to talk.
Before Donald Trump announced that he was going to run for president formally, 2015, years ago, when he was a real estate developer in the Bronx, in New York City, he designed condominiums of the UN building. He actually wanted to create a condo project out of that building and said, go to Brussels. Get the heck out of the United States. I want that building. I want to build condo. I want to turn them into condos. I want to build condominiums, indoor pool, bowling alley, fitness center, all the things it has. I want that building. And the UN should get out. And everybody scoffed and laughed at him. Oh, yeah, you're never going to get that building. If it's irrelevant, Pat Chatfield, why do we need it?
Right. And it's in my view, it's kind of been a facade, a fake forever. Now, a forum to talk. OK, fine. Where people can give their speeches and debate. OK, does that have to be OK? I'm not necessarily against that, of course, because we don't want a world war. But to think that we're on the same page with the communist Chinese and before that, the Soviet Union, the communists, or today, the radical Muslim countries, that we're all want freedom and self-representation and Republican form of government. It's not true.
Right.
And President Trump, and it's usually a form for attacking the United States.
Yeah.
Now, after World War II.
On our soil.
After World War II, we had the UN. We also had NATO. And this whole thing with NATO, President Carney, I think it's his name, from Canada, said, we're going to keep our NATO commitments if Greenland is taken over, is attacked, we will defend Greenland and Norway, which is kind of an implied thing. If you take President, he didn't say it exactly, and it's only implied, I'll grant you that, but if you take or try to take Greenland, we are going to, you'll be met with force from the Canadian military. Okay.
Ooh.
Oh. Now, you know, I don't
want to
stir things.
Shaking in my boots, right.
I don't want to stir things up. Canada is our friend and have been for a long time, but they're a different country. The Canadian, is it prime minister, president, shouldn't say things like that.
Right.
Because that's being interpreted as, well, a threat. You better not do it or we're going to war with you. You shouldn't. That's sound, you know, I guess, you know, the Canadians, he wanted to make himself important, I suppose.
Puff up but his there, chest. That's
but there are
do.
NATO countries and NATO representatives that understand this, that NATO becomes almost nothing without the United States. President Trump knows it. I don't know that he's exactly said it, but
oh,
I
yeah.
was talking.
No, he flat out said we're 60% of the funding of this organization, and without us, it falls apart.
So why don't you just listen to us? He is trying. I think I agree with you to this extent. He's trying to rattle the cage, but I think maybe I'm wrong, but I'm taking him at his word. I am.
Oh, yeah.
I could be wrong.
Yep.
I'm taking him at his word that we need Greenland for national security, especially now. We've always wanted it for 150 years. We've wanted it. But especially now with the new weaponry coming over the North Pole,
yep.
and what's happening with maybe the Chinese Navy, Russian Navy, we want to control that region. And it is within our sphere. I guess Greenland is, I don't know if it's a part of considered North America, South America, or Europe. I don't know. But whatever, it's pretty close to the United States. Take a globe, everybody, turn it on its, so you look at the North Pole and you'll see how important Greenland is, as is Alaska, how important it could be to us. I'm taking that at face value that what he says is true. Now, we're going to have to leave it up to the president and Secretary of State Rubio and Hegseth and everybody to tell us the truth. I don't have the technical knowledge to know if they mean what they say, but I kind of think they do mean what they say. It's important to us. And if I were Europe, if I were Canada, NATO, I would just kind of bite my tongue and just let this thing play out, because President Trump is not going to be president in 2029. You see if you can just hold bay until you can get, hopefully, from their perspective, a Democratic president in there that will basically allow the United States to be used and taken advantage of, as we've allowed ourselves for many decades to be taken advantage of. You get a president like Teddy Roosevelt or Trump or Reagan. Let me just go back to Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. We look back at that statement of Reagan when he was president, second term. We said, whoa, we need another guy like Reagan. Let me tell you the content, what happened then. Do you remember what happened? The media scorched him. He's a warmonger. Very unwise to talk like that. You can't talk like that. You can't do that. You can't force the Soviet Union to do this. Well, President Reagan showed strength, and what happened? They eventually, under George Herbert Walker Bush, they did tear down that wall. And Eastern Europe, the Iron Curtain fell by strength. Now, we all know that's history now. But at the time, the liberal media, he was terribly criticized for that statement. People forget that. You know, when you have a bold leader, people don't, you know, at the time, they don't. Now, I don't know. I'm not pretending to know the history, to know the future. That. However, I'm going to have to take the president at his word. I tend to. And I'm not sure he's only rattling the cage. He's only making these brash statements. And as I'm not sure you're right. You might be. There you have it.
Yeah. Well, again, do we need the United Nations?
I've long said, no, we don't. I've long said that. It's the premise from the beginning was this was not, and I'm giving Truman and others, I'm not saying they were bad people, but Truman later learns about Stalin. By the way, everybody remember the Truman Doctrine. By the late 1940s, the Truman Doctrine was this, and he said it. We're going to stand against communism anywhere it rears its head around the world. If they attack somebody, we're going to defend against communism. That was the guy that was there, the president, when the UN was founded and had high hopes for it. But he later kind of learned you can't trust the communists.
Perfect spot. Wrap it up in the final segment of today's history lesson discussion. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. He's Pastor Rusty Chatfield. Short break. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high.
Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Any final thoughts, sir? You want to wrap up this conversation, United Nations, NATO, anything that pops into your mind?
Pray for the president. Pray that he have wisdom. Stay with the president, but you pray for him that he would be wise in what he's doing. And I do trust Marco Rubio, Hegseth, J.D. Vance. Now, all three of those guys have varying opinions. I'd love to know exactly what they're arguing about in cabinet meetings. But that's the nature of – it's always been the nature of things. They're all still with them, which is good. And I hope we do the right thing. What we need more than anything else in this country is a spiritual revival where people are saved and put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Concerning what's going on in Minnesota, I'm astounded. You have – people, ICE agents, are just simply fulfilling their oath to enforce the law. That's all they're doing. These are real laws made by Congress, signed by the president. Our immigration laws. You have to go back to your country. That's all they're doing is enforcing the law. I see. And now the left invading churches. Wow. And most of the media kind of giving an endorsement of what those people are doing, the rioting, the disregarding of the laws, even the invading of churches. Wow, that to me is just astounding. It is what it is. And so pray for the president, pray for a country. Yeah, that's it.
Well, all I can say is they're very lucky that they were protesting in those churches there in Minnesota, and not by any churches that have been security trained by Brett Gooding and other churches that have people, you know, possessing, carrying firearms to protect the parishioners of their church. Because I think it would have been them challenged to say, excuse me, not in our church. There's the door. And,
It's a rough deal. I was on a prayer call with some men, pastors. What are we going to do?
Right.
We better. Yeah, we're going to take. We're taking some added security measures. That's all I'm going to say. Added security measures.
Yes, sir. Well, and the other component to this is the left saw that it worked so successfully there. Well, Pam Bondi, the attorney general, identified a few of the folks there. And they've actually been arrested and charged and are facing prosecution now. You can't, you cannot go into a house of worship. I don't care what type of house of worship it is. You cannot take over and threaten parishioners, you know, like that. And they're being charged. And I think that's a good thing.
Yes. I heard the tape of the mayor of Minneapolis say, you know, this is political persecution. What?
Yeah.
You think that they have a right to barge into a church and stop the service? The church service, and break the law, and that we should ignore it? You actually think that? This is someone who swore an oath to the United States Constitution. ICE agents are federal agents enforcing federal law. That's all they're doing.
Right.
It disturbs me. I don't want to get hot on that, but it is what it is. So
yeah. Well, one thing that we can do is, like you say, pray for the president, you know, support the people that are supporting him. Haven't really heard anything, though, from our congressmen, our U.S. senators, of course, other than opposition being Democrats. But that's going to change. How important is this upcoming election in November?
It's huge. Let's not lose our majorities. You know, yep. That's why I always say Republicans, stay with the president. Even if you're more of a libertarian type Republican. Okay, I get your arguments. But stay with, what's the alternative? That you want somebody like Governor Walz or this mayor of Minneapolis? Is that what you want? You got to stick with the president is the head of the Republican Party. You're Republican, stick with them. You can disagree. I get it. There are libertarian arguments and conservatives, and we have some differences. I get that. And I understand, you know, the separation of powers of the Constitution. I understand the whole notion of some people believe the executive branch is taking too much power. I understand all your arguments. But in the real world is political here. We got to maintain our majorities and stick with the president. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Stick with the president.
Well, very interesting times. And where are you at in the Bible on Sunday?
I'm not sure. I've got some ideas banging around in my head. I always know you're going to ask me, and sometimes I haven't decided yet by Friday, but I've got a lot of time before Friday to stay in the house. I'm not going to do a whole lot of visiting. I went out and knocked on doors this week. It was so cold, but it is cold this weekend, but we're still going to have church.
Yes, and if not, you guys want to stay in the comfort of your own home. As a public service, we bring church services to you on the radio, both websites, and both phone apps. So if you don't want to weather the storm, the weather out there that's possibly coming this weekend, just check it out, 11 to noon here on the radio station, the two websites, the two phone apps, and you can hear Pastor Chatfield. But we always know that he loves to see you guys in person, so don't let him preach alone.
Amen. Thank you.
All
everybody's
right, sir.
Invited.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Hey, we'll see you next Friday. Thank you for the history lesson.
Amen. You're welcome. Amen.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect tradition.